Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Always something else God wants to take you to. He's moving you higher. He's moving you further. He's moving you deeper, whatever it is. But there's always further locations. Number four, rivers of God help people fulfill their destinies. Understand this, church, as an individual. Individuals win, or we break through, we overcome, we receive when the corporate church wins. You can win some little battles on your own, get some little blessings on your own, but when the corporate church is in alignment, when that everybody comes into a fullness of potential, and that's important, okay? Number five, the river of God attracts the power of God. If you ain't got no banks to a river, you got a swamp, and because you got a swamp, power in a swamp will make a mess. You ever notice people with power that ain't got no boundaries? Mess everywhere they go. Mess of blood. They leave a trail of blood and guts. They done killed everybody. They done destroyed everything. Power. Amen. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And you need government from Holy Spirit. You need government from the local church. Amen. The river of God enhances unity. You know something? Peter said this, I believe it was Peter. He said, it's hard to kick against the pricks. When the church is in unity, it's hard for somebody to be acting a fool in our midst. When everybody, the brothers will check you. The sisters will check. Hey, sister, come here. Let me talk to you. Huh? Why? Because when there's unity, when the river of God is the river of God enhances unity. Everybody flowing the same way, same frequency, moving in the same direction, same mindset. Amen? Every member can flow into something fresh and new. Amen? This is not just another Sunday. Well, it's Sunday. No, this, you ain't never seen this Sunday. God got something for you he ain't never had for you. If you're open to it, if you can receive it. And finally, the river of God provides the church with victory. Every enemy is defeated when the government of God is in place and it protects the people of God, the government of God. You don't have to fight certain battles when you're under the government or in alignment. There's a whole lot of battles you don't have to fight. Some people are fighting battles every day. And the reason why being because you're out of alignment. And the devil can come and do what he come in at his will and trouble you and vex you and do all kinds of things because you're out of alignment. Peter was told, well, the Lord told his disciples at one point, he said, listen, the prince of this world cometh. He's coming. Now, y'all been arguing. Y'all been striving. He's coming. I won't be saying much to you because he has nothing in me. And he went on to tell Peter, you're going to deny me. Lord, I'm not going to deny you. I'll die with you. He said, no, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. Because the prince of the world was coming to sift him because he had something in him. All right, so this is vitally important to understand that the kingdom order has to, first of all, be in you. Question we need to ask ourselves, what's going on inside? What are our thoughts like? You know, what are our responses or reactions to situations? Amen. How are we subconsciously thinking? Yeah. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 9. And let's start there. Isaiah 9 and verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. There's the word, or to order. What is it? What is the increase of his government for? To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Listen, God's divine government is not just a cosmic reality, you know, out in outer space, the planets and the stars and the solar systems and the universe. Tell somebody, it begins with you. Say it with me. My mind, my body, and my life. And see, when the government is there, when it's mind, body, and your life, it extends outward to affect and to impact the world system. But it's got to first become a reality to you. His government has to first be governing on the inside of you. In Revelation chapter 22, in verse 1, Revelation, the book of Revelation chapter 22, in verse number 1, Word of God says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Proceeding out, a river of water of life, clear as crystal, a river proceeding out of the throne. Proceeding out of the throne. Now, a river that flows from the throne, as we just read in Revelation chapter 22, and we'll take a deeper look at that, before it can flow into the nations, it has to flow through God's people. Amen. Tell someone, the river's got to flow through you. It flows from the throne through you. Amen. It's not a swamp. It's got a government. It's got an order about it. And it'll flow through you to the nations. All right? Look at Genesis chapter 2. Book of Genesis chapter 2. And let's start at verse number 8. Lay the foundation for this. "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first was Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and onyx, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east to Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates." A river went out of Eden. Now, this is man in the earth. Okay? Now, we read in Revelation 22:1, there's a river that flows from the throne. But now, Eden is the atmosphere of heaven placed in the earth. And God placed the man in Eden, and he placed a garden in Eden. We say the Garden of Eden, but no, the garden was in Eden. Eden was the atmosphere. Heaven's atmosphere on the earth. And he placed the man in the garden out of Eden, out of that place where God's authority, his throne, flowed a river. And that river was for Adam to till the garden. You've heard me say before, there were no leaves dying. He didn't have to rake up stuff. It wasn't nothing dying. As a matter of fact, if you do some research on what it was like before the flood, everything was big. Because of the atmosphere, there was a lot more oxygen in the air, and there was a, you notice God says in the creation, I'll just touch on this, it said in the creation model that he created the earth above the waters and below the waters. There was an atmosphere of water that covered. So the sun, the harmful rays of the sun couldn't come through. And because of that, there was oxygen. Oxygen was compressed, you know, so everything grew bigger. This is why when the angels came down and had them babies, them giants, what the Smithsonian Institute has tried to hide or made an attempt to keep from knowledge. That's why these jokers were big. People think Goliath was big, 9 feet. No. If you really dig into this account, the angels or the Nephilim that were before the flood, because of the atmosphere, these fellas grew taller than the ceiling.
Amen. Amen.
These were some of the rascals. They weren't quite that tall when they went into Canaan, but they were big. But these are what Noah and them were dealing with.
Amen. Amen.
And read about them. They became cannibals. They ate up everything, and then they began to eat people. They ate up everything. They were wicked. But everything grew. As a matter of fact, Adam wasn't no midget. Noah wasn't small.
Amen.
These were big dudes. They were a lot bigger than us.
Amen.
You read it, because you'll find that. And they've replicated these things, these chambers, and they would grow things in there. They grew these, what are they called, the little tomatoes, the little tiny tomatoes on the salad? Cherry tomatoes. They grew, you know how they grow, right? They're little. They put one of those in there. And they only grow about so tall, I guess, and they have a bunch of... That thing grew over 20 feet tall in the chamber, and the tomatoes were like that. In the conditions that they had replicated that were before the flood. They found a wasp. A dragonfly. You know, dragonflies are like... Right? The wingspan. The dragonfly's wingspan was over 5 feet. Dragonfly. They're fossil. They found animals, little like, not squirrels, chipmunks, or something like a chipmunk, the size of a Volkswagen. This was before the flood. Let's go on. But it was amazing. So the river came out of Eden.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
NR Salon has moved to a new location, now working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. Their phone number has not changed. It is still 772-283-4974. You will receive the same quality service from Nick and Robin that you expect. Join Nick and Robin at Miracle on 34th Street. You can make your appointment by calling 772-283-4974.